Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today, I want to bring us into a little series thinking of the first four of the Ten Commandments. We know that Moses had climbed the mountain and he was spending time with God. And it really was quite an incredible, special time. The presence of God was so powerful, and Moses was really privileged to enjoy this wonderful relationship, friendship with God. And there is this very, very unique, wonderful occasion where God wants to give him what we now refer to as the Ten Commandments. These are to be principles, values, key areas that the people of God are to follow. One of the things about these commandments, of course, is that they reveal the character of God. A second thing about them is they reveal the weakness and the sinfulness of man. But they also give an opportunity for people to have a relationship with God. And when we obey these commandments, when we live by these principles, without doubt, we'll be in a much better place. Now, there are 10 commandments, and these commandments fall into two main parts. The first part are commandments relating and regarding our relationship with God. The other six are relating more to our relationship with one another. But God is a relational God, and he is concerned that our relationship with him should then be reflected in holding other people in good regard and valuing and caring for them. The very first commandment is very simple but incredibly important. You shall have no other gods before me. Today we live in a world where there are many, many gods, where there are many, many religions, many faiths, ideologies, philosophies. People have their key leader, and in many cases they have their figures that they refer to as deities or gods. But the God of the Bible makes it very clear that he is the only true God, that there is no one else like him. And in fact, we are to regard him with the utmost respect by only having him in our lives. Having other gods, well, it can refer to other religions, as I've said. It can refer to some allegiance to another faith. But we know also we can make gods of people, we can make gods of possessions, we can make gods of many different things. It's really when something is so important in our life that it's time-consuming, maybe takes away our resources. Oh, there can be so many different things that happen when you have another God in your life. But the Bible says, God says, no other gods. I'm the only one. I'm to be not one among many. I'm to be the only one, exclusively your God. We're going to have a bit of worship, and after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll explore a little more this first commandment in Exodus chapter 20.
What a friend I found. He is faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. What a friend I found. fallen to the sea.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the Ten Commandments, or the first of the Ten Commandments, which we find in Exodus chapter 20. You shall have no other gods before me. Richard, just give us a little bit of a background to these Ten Commandments. What led up to this?
Well, God's people had come out of Egypt, and they were delivered from the slavery and the bondage of Egypt, and they were on the verge of moving into a new situation, and it was just very important for God just to make clear who he was and how they should behave towards him. Abraham was very clear about that, of course, but that's way back in history, even in the book of Exodus. So the foundations are laid again.
Just by way of a further bit of background and looking ahead, I'm reminded that Jesus, of course, was asked which is the most important commandment. And he gave a kind of different answer from this one, didn't he? Because he said, love the Lord your God.
Well, yes, but I think that's a good point, because it actually is what having no other gods is all about. God's a God of relationship, and part of relationship, a key part of relationship, is to love. So Jesus is summing up, in fact, all of the Ten Commandments in saying you should love God with everything that you've got.
I suppose to many ears today, in many cultures, especially perhaps in our culture here in the West, we're not particularly familiar with the idea of many gods. But at the time, of course, and still today in countries that you've no doubt visited, many gods are quite commonplace.
Well, that's right. There are a multiplicity of religions, and within those religions, many gods. Some religions have so many that it would be almost difficult to keep track of them all. Some religions would declare just one deity, but no, many gods is absolutely the case in so many places.
So when God places this as the first commandment, you shall have no other gods but me, what is he really saying to the people, do you think?
I think that we must remember that this is not a statement which is just kind of giving God his sort of right position, although that's not unreasonable. God is God. But actually, this is a statement which is for our benefit, that you are wasting your time and wasting your life when you are all over the place trying to appease this and that and the other. And so to say, have no other gods, that's a kind statement from God saying, don't waste your life and time and all these other things. Just give yourself to me. That's more than enough.
I suppose you've spoken of the kind of gods that we may sometimes have that, you know, may not be gods as such, but they might be things that are precious to us for whatever reason. The thing is, there are certain things that you need in life to carry on your life. So is God saying, don't have any of those things? What is he saying in terms of our relationship with the things around us in this world?
I think that what God is really saying to us is that when we give him his proper place, other things fall into place. And the Bible has a lot to say about relationships, about husbands and wives and children, and having loving relationships with them, about the community, about God's people, the community of the church. And there are many things that God gives in order that we're able to adequately support our families. But the key thing is, who's first? Who's number one? And when God is number one, you can be sure that the other things will fall into place. And there are many things that are healthy and good from God to bless us.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the Ten Commandments in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.